While they refueled at Honolulu, a customs inspector came aboard and asked to see their passports. He seemed amused by the presence of Ted Bradley, whom he referred to as Mr. President. Bradley, in turn, was pleased by the attention from a man in uniform. After the customs officer checked their passports, he said to the group, "Your destination is filed as Goreda in the Solomon Islands. Now, I just want to make sure you're aware of the travel advisory for Goreda. Most embassies have warned visitors against going there in view of the current conditions." "What current conditions?" Anne said. "There are rebels active on the island. There have been a number of murders. The Australian army went in last year and captured most of the rebels, but not all. There have been 3 murders in the last week, including 2 foreigners. One of the corpses was, mutilated, and the head was taken."
"What?"
"The head was taken. Not while he was alive." Anne turned to Kenner.
"That's where we are going, Goreda?"
Kenner nodded slowly.
"What do you mean the head was taken?"
"And presumably it was for the skull."
"The skull," she repeated. "So, you're talking about headhunters?"
Kenner nodded.
"I'm getting off this plane," she said.
And gathering up her handbag, walked down the stairs. Jennifer was just waking up.
"What's her problem?"
"She doesn't like goodbyes,"
Sonjong said. Ted Bradley was stroking his chin in what he imagined was a thoughtful manner. He said,
"A foreigner had his head cut off?"
"Apparently it was worse than that," the customs officer said.
"Jesus, what's worse than that?"
Bradley said, laughing.
The customs officer said, "The situation on the ground is not entirely clear. The reports are conflicting."
Bradley stopped laughing.
"No, seriously, I want to know. What's worse than beheading?"
There was a brief silence.
"They ate him," Sonjong said.
Bradley rocked back in his chair.
"They ate him?"
The customs officer nodded.
"Parts of him," he said. "At least that's the report."
"Holy shit," Bradley said.
"Which parts?
Never mind. I don't want to know. Jesus Christ. They ate the guy."
Kenner looked at him.
"You don't have to go, Ted," he said. "You can leave, too."
"I have to admit I'm thinking about it," he said,
in his judicious presidential tone.
"Getting eaten is not a distinguished end to a career. Think of any of the greats. Think of Elvis. Eaten. John Lennon. Eaten. I mean, it's not how we want to be remembered."
He fell silent, lowering his chin to his chest, sunk deep in thought, then raising it again. It was a gesture he'd done 100 times on television.
"But no," he said finally.
"I'll accept the danger. If you're going, I'm going."
"We're going," Kenner said.